I remember wasn't so long ago, we had a one-room shack and the living was low. And my mama by herself raised me and my bro. Wasn't easy, but we did it with a little bit of dough. Worked hard, got us off to school every day. Kept our eyes on the stars and the skies were gray. Gave us drive to survive, really showed us the way. Now I really understood what she was trying to say. Just the sun, there the times and the tides are high. And the bold, maybe rocky, you can cry. Just never give up. Yeah, you can never give up. In this life you can lead if you only believe. And in order to achieve what you need, you can never give up. Oh, you can never give up. And this hope that keeps me holding on and on, and on. And this hope that makes me carry on and on and on. Homegrown, couldn't have made it alone. I got a wonderful life, two kids of my own, with a strong foundation that was carved in stone. Thank my mama for the love that made my house a home. Made me wonder sometime if this was meant to be. All this for a humble little guy like me. And all I ever really wanted was a family, to teach my kids the same value that she gave to me. She's the sun, there are times when the tides are high. And the old baby rocky, you could cry. Just never give up. You can never give up. In this life you can lead if you only believe. And in order to achieve what you need, you can never give up. You can never give up. And this hope that keeps me holding on. And this hope that makes me carry on. I'm not gonna step up, things are gonna better. Never make yourself be overcome by the pressure. Cool, I'm a brother, I fear things better. Sit down and I watch and I'll fight on the dark. Blaze like fire, we now go retire. God now sleep and I him a inspire. We have to reach fire, I that him require. We have to make him up before the time is fire.
This hope that keeps me holding on.
And on, I need
this hope.
And cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chicken getting hitched, living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this will bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
And things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow.
I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the Benz. I'm not the kind of brother who be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking at his friends. It's not enough for me, but that depends. Again, not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society is motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow? Tell me you prepared to leave. So persevere and you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appears to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. Have a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chick and getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. So take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues. So don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
So all my peoples working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. That's right, so man. Yeah. Give thanks for having them. When you think that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessings to me. Wah 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 wah. Wah 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 wah. Give a little bit of that, a little bit of this, let them know, yeah.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day right here in Hawaii. Several things that we'll be talking about, and one of them, just a little update, we talked about last week, the border water supply. And with the border water supply, we've revealed a number of things that we've always suspected. And that situation would have been quite difficult if we don't get these specific points out. For example, why is things so broken, badly broken and dysfunctional there at the border water supply? We know there's politics because we know they send people in and hire them and places them. For example, Mufi Hanuman, the mayor, put in Wayne Hashiro and others, and Trudy Saito. Must be some reason. Well, on top, there's a play with money, the taxpayers' money and the ratepayers' money. And being semi-autonomous, that means they're just really, really have a free roam and a wide berth to take your money. When they wetted up the sewer fees with this, this entire process needs to be investigated. Not at this point, an audit will not be sufficient, is not sufficient. because they've been audited and they've been found to be in violation and having questionable or ethical concerns or issues that arose from the handling and the spending of the monies. These new revelations that we reveal with the handling of the contracts. And one point I pointed out, one of the questions I had raised was the situation on UTC-10 consulting and how the gentleman that owns that, he and his wife, that gentleman, Mr. McKee, Brian McKee, worked for the Board of Water Supply, presented himself and put out RFPs, and in turn left that hanging, stepped outside of the agency, and put a contract in, a bid, won the bid for $1.5 million. The questions I have is that why did this Board of Water Supply and who in the Board of Water Supply actually held the bid up and only released it after, just coincidental, I guess, this gentleman's time of 1 year to satisfy the ethics laws of the city and county of Honolulu. 1 day afterwards, basically, the job was advertised, or the bid was advertised. And he submits his bid. But that's one grand, glaring, questionable practice. The other is, in order to satisfy many of the requirements in being an applicant or a bidder or competitor for the bid, you would have to basically get out there and you would have to demonstrate that you've been in the business and you're in good standing and you have a certificate of good standing. And all of that, by the way, if you read the requirements, they required you to have at least 6 months. So someone, and that someone I believe to be Ernest Lau, the manager, actually allowed that man to set up his business and have it wait so that he could satisfy the six-month requirement. Now imagine, there's many other things, but here's the recent developments. In the process, Ernest Lau and others have decided to lock up all of the files. I've requested copies of records and requested that he come on the show last week and this week. He refused. But what he did was to initiate a hunt for the rat, so to speak. Who is it that told Carol Cox that the reason the ratepayers and the senior citizens are having such high bills and having to pay for such high water rates and many other problems is found right there at the fingertips of the contracting staff, the consulting staff, the temporary staff people? It is those people. So now they're out looking to see, quote, get the rat. Well, we're not going to let them get the rat. Mr. Lau, I think there should be a criminal investigation, and I've written that letter asking for that. So let's hope that this thing develops and someone take an interest. Someone needs to go to jail, not just giving back the money, but I believe within the deputy chief, the deputy manager, within the procurement office, Mr. McKee, there's another company called EMA. This entire group of people, there's a step. I think they need to be investigated to the fullest extent, leaving no stones unturned. There is something really bad there, and their reactions of hiding the records and concealing them and locking doors now is indicative of this is what people who know they're doing wrong do, because my questions are simply to enlighten the public and educate them and cause a cessation to the actual theft of the ratepayers' money. I'm going to take a brief break here. I got a technical problem, but we'll be right back.
Yeah. Just a minute and I can tell you about the things that don't need to be. Here we are at the place where it all began. People, can't you see? Thought you knew about the west side, east side, G's on the creep, you know. Only living for the day, never worried about tomorrow. Always tripping, now we're slipping. Ladies bitching, babies missing from the evils of the world. Been spending most of my life living in the desert's paradise. Ain't a damn thing for me. This is a jack of food. Don't you holler, cause I don't have that long. And I know that it's wrong, but I live by the G's rules and it's home. So don't you trip, cause I won't slip. I keep my G's by my side and my thing on my hip. So don't you creep by my hood without your heat, or it's the grim reaper that you show to me. And no gangsters living in paradise. Ain't no gangsters. That put herself in a bind. She keeps praying on the day that a man will come home from prison to stay. The life she's living, the love she's giving, the pain is killing, the stress she's feeling from the evils of the world. Been spending most of her life living in the desert's paradise. And all my head on.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. Hey, here's one of the things that we're going to be talking about. There is Ms. Helen Y, a company out in, she is Helen Y. Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show.
This is Helen.
Okay, Helen. All righty. Hold on. I'm going to patch you in here and get you a better line. How is that? Can you hear okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just about to make an introduction to this. And for those of you out there that, by the way,
backing up a bit. You can pick us up now. We're streaming live on the internet. So just go to carolcox.com, CarolCox.com. Click on the button that say on the front page that says live on air. Then you will see and hit play, and that you're give it a few seconds and you'll be listening to the show live. And this is a new feature, and we'll modify it a little bit better. But again, feel free to call in 524-1080 if you'd like to. So, Helen, if you would, give us a little bit about yourself and the name of your company and what we're going to be talking about. Helen has a situation here that is developing with Miss Robin Danner, who some of you may be familiar with. She has been on the show and appeared with the issue with Joby Mazzagatani in the objection and has shared some things with us over the past months or last year regarding Stuart Hanchett and what have you. But there are some things that have come to light here, and we want to toss them around. I did invite Robin Danner, but she indicates that she's in travel to Washington, D.C., and we'll talk about that. But she was unable, she indicates, that she can't be here, and asked that I not discuss this matter until she returns. So I can't honor that because that's not the way things work out. We give you equal time, and when you return, Robin, hope that you're willing and able to come back and participate and fill in the blanks if we have any. So, Helen, tell us about yourself, your company.
Okay.
And what is, give me a synopsis of what is going on, and we'll get into the subject in greater detail.
Okay. My name's Helen Y. I'm a native Hawaiian from Nanakuli, a third-generation Hawaiian homestead lessee that grew up on Hawaiian homestead and currently reside out in Nanakuli on Hawaiian homestead. I have a consulting firm. I've been in business for a little over 12 years. I provide financial literacy, home buyer education, lease cancellation or foreclosure prevention services. I also do other topics like energy efficiency. I'm contracted by different companies to do a variety of work. And I've been in this field, again, like what I said, for about a little over 12 years. I, from about 2005, I had an opportunity to be contracted by Robin Danner and worked under a contract for CNHA and was assigned to report to Michelle Kahania at Hawaiian Community Assets and provided home buyer education and counseling services there. Then for about a year, I was with Robin, and eventually I became an employee at Hawaiian Community Assets till about late 2007. And during that time, I was still doing my own consulting work outside with other organizations providing financial literacy. I also worked with another company where I provided a lot of home buyer education types of work for their organization. In 2007, I am my own firm, applied and responded to an RFP, request for proposal, from the Department of Hawaiian Homelands for lease cancellation prevention counseling services, and applied for that on my own firm and was awarded a contract. I was just one of many other service providers, so I provided that type of work from about 2007 to late 2011, and I also, after leaving Hawaiian Community Assets, I was contracted by another company where I provided home buyer education and counseling services to the beneficiaries of Hawaiian Homestead. Recently, there was an RFP that was posted to do lease cancellation work. I responded to the RFP and was selected to be the service provider. So that's kind of what the history is. I currently provide services to the beneficiaries on the Department of Hawaiian Homelands that are assigned to me from the department.
Mm-hmm. And so that now we're at this point, there is a situation that is developed with involving yourself, and I guess, I don't know if she's writing on the part of Sasha Shahar, or whatever the acronym is, basically calling into question some of about your business, and have written letters, and your attorney has actually responded. We'll get into details of that, but can you lay it out as to what this situation stems from? What is this this thing that Robin claims that she is conducting an inquiry, and is it her right? Or, I mean, she has a right to inquire. But if you would give us a little detail, and then we'll look at this letter that she wrote, if you don't mind.
Okay, so I had received a letter from Robin Danner from the Shaw in regards to her inquiry about me, and the Shaw is the Sovereign Council of Hawaiian Homelands Assembly. And I received a letter from her dated October 21st in regards to a couple of questions she had asked. She did state that she it was recommended by the Regulated Industry Complaints Office, or RICO, that she writes this letter to me. And within the letter, it stated about a beneficiary that I assisted. Also, she had asked, and she was aware that I'm a realtor, and that there are some conflicts in regards to me being a realtor, and asked that I do a couple of things, which was one was to deactivate my real estate license with BCCA immediately, which I did that on October 1st, and her letter was dated October 21st.
So making sure we're clear that she writes you, and in this letter claiming certain things, and we'll be more specific later, saying that you're in violation of certain things when, in fact, you it's with your license, you had had your license put on hold, or whatever the term is. It's, so you voluntarily, prior to her writing you, correct?
Yes, I submitted the change form for my license to be inactive as of October 1st, 2013.
Right. So I'm still a little confused as to, like myself, I do many inquiries as a citizen and as an advocate and a watchdog. That's okay. But this letter that she wrote, this is I'm looking at an October 21, 2013 letter to you. The Regulated Industries Complaints Office recommended we write this letter to you. Now, this, folks, keep in mind this date, and unfortunately, Robin is not here. She's on her way to D.C., and she said that she was actually, there's a letter that she responded, a second letter or another letter that she responded to Helen's attorney on this matter, and she would send it to me, but at this moment, I've received nothing, and then the latest response I've gotten from Robin was, I should get that letter from Helen, which, Helen, you don't have the letter, correct?
I haven't received anything. I spoke with my attorney Friday afternoon, and we haven't received any response
so,
as of
you know,
that time.
So that we, I don't want anyone to go away assuming that I'm unfair, not balanced, and giving equal time. I've done all of that, and again, I've extended an invitation to Robin Danner to come on at a later show so that if there's anything that is spoken left to answers, we would deal with it. But anyway, this is Robin's letter. The Sovereign Council of Hawaiian Homelands Assembly has been informed that you offered a beneficiary of the Hawaiian Homelands Trust Financial Housing Counseling Services on September 13, 2013, to address a lease cancellation situation with the State Department of Hawaiian Homelands. Due to your history as a licensed realtor and your active realtor license, and you cancel your license or put them on hold, suspended them, when this letter is written October 21st, when did you suspend your license?
October 1st.
Okay. So Due to your history as a licensed, she says, your attempt to provide services raises serious concerns. As chair of the SASHA policy committee, it is my kuleana to review the quality and legitimacy of services delivered to our beneficiaries and constituents. Are you subject? Yes, it's her role, and this is not, she's not a state agency, correct?
No, yeah, they're not.
Is she a federal agency?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is she a regulatory body? Is SASHA a regulatory body? So this is a what, a nonprofit organization?
Yes.
And so the language, I'm reading this, when I first got it, I thought, this is rather strong. I mean, not to say she shouldn't inquire, but it smacks in the face of, there's something here that caught my interest, and that's why I invited you. As a chair of SASHA policy committee, it is my kuleana, she says. As I am sure you're aware, realtors and other for-profit types of consulting firms are in a very real conflict of interest because you and your realtor business would benefit or could benefit financially from clients that are in need of foreclosure. So she goes on and says, to resolve this conflict, we would appreciate that you, and who determined that it was a conflict if you suspended your license? You got a contract from the state, correct?
Yes.
So the state granted you that contract and reviewed everything, correct?
Yes.
So what do you think or what do you know that triggered this? She says deactivate is one of the things she's demanding, basically, or asking. Deactivate your realtor license with DCCA immediately. And two, provide your written housing counseling quality control and data security plans contained in the policies and procedures, which clearly delineate your financial and housing counseling services offered to clients and your profits earned as a realtor to ensure quality service and protection of beneficiaries served by your business, Helen Y. LLC. Do you think she has a right to demand, and did you respond and give her anything?
I seeked legal counsel, and my attorneys responded to her by a letter.
Okay, and the listeners will be interested in hearing that letter. But I'm just to demand such things. Drawing a parallel, when I write and offer, I'd like to ask questions. If you'd be so kind to respond back, and if they don't, I'm left holding the bag. I'm not enforcement. I'm not a regulatory body. I'm not sanctioned by God or the devil or anybody. I don't have any formal legal authority to demand these things, to demand, right? And to use the term immediately. That I saw that, and I'm asking you now, do you feel like you were intimidated, or was it bullying? What do you, I don't want to put words in your mouth. How did you receive this letter?
First of all, it was something that I did not expect to receive,
mm-hmm.
being that I met the requirements of the contract or the request for proposal that was issued, and I felt somewhat intimidated to receive such a strong letter, and if you go on to read more of what was stated, I felt that there would have been other ways that it could have been stated and not been given in this type of way.
But, and stated, I mean, but again, she has no, you're not bound legally, I don't think, and I'm not speaking from a point where I'm giving legal advice. These are my opinions here. But I don't see anywhere that this organization is sanctioned by anything or anyone that has authority or has through memorandum of agreement or understanding to say, or even the deputization that they are allowed or to regulate and enforce. So do you think that she could have, when I say she should have asked it a certain way, why not she indicate that she went to RICO, and then this is what's puzzling. If she had a complaint that rose to the level to go to RICO, then why didn't she just file a formal complaint at RICO? Why beat around the bush when RICO has the authority to file a complaint, subpoena, and do all of those things? Or go to the Attorney General and have the Attorney General, under a complaint, file a subpoena, correct? Or
yes.
Bring you in if there were documented violations. So I'm interested in this topic because we seem to be, what I see in this, I would never want it to happen to me from one other organization to come to me and impose on me rules that are after the fact, they're not legal or codified or even recognized, and yet I have a contract, and this is where it's all building up to, is that some of the people involved with Robin Danner, and I asked this question, and I would have asked Robin this, and I'm asking it now, and maybe she can later answer it, or whatever she wants to do. But the question is, why didn't she, if she was there at RICO, and that's the Regulated Industries Complaints Office now, and she say that they recommend we write this letter to you. So, again, not legal advice, Helen, but if I receive this letter, and this organization now, Sasha, has become an agent of the government, because if this is facts, I'm only basing on what this letter that Robin, and she doesn't deny writing the letter. If, in fact, she did write this letter and did go to RICO, then RICO would turn around and get that information. What if they were to prosecute you or use it or take some legal action? If this is true, now, this is why I'm really interested in this topic, because RICO, if, as Robin states, that they recommended we write this letter to you demanding that you, then they should have gotten a search warrant. They should have charged you. They should have did a formal action, RICO, because they have the authority. But if they receive it, they are using Sasha as an agent, which would, in my opinion, if it was me, I would argue that it's violating my due process, right to due process, my civil rights, demanding that I produce something on behalf of Sasha, on behalf of RICO. You follow?
Yes.
So, I mean, this isn't just a little squabble, but some of the people that are closely tied, and if you could explain, how did we get, there's something suspect here that someone that Robin knows or closely affiliated with or have some relationship in the business, in this nonprofit community action behavior and activities, that competed for the same contract with you, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And what is that organization?
The three organizations that responded to the request for proposal was myself, mm-hmm. Consumer Credit Counseling Services, and Hawaiian Community Assets.
Mm-hmm. So you received the contract, and there is a gentleman that is, if you could, so that the listeners can, I don't want to lose them in this ball of this fray, but name some of the names that are, for example, Robin Danner is with Sasha, but there are other people that work is on the board of, as a director, is that Gilbreth, Jeffrey Gilbreth?
So Jeff is the executive director for Hawaiian Community Assets.
Okay, and he in turn, that organization competed for the contract, did they?
Yes, the three companies that submitted for the lease cancellation.
Right. He's only one. He's not responsible for the other two, but he did, in fact, that his organization competed for that contract, correct?
Yes.
And so then does Jeff have ties with Robin in any way?
Jeff sits on the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement Board. Mm-hmm. He's a board member.
Which Robin here recently, recent past, was the, CEO, director of that organization?
Yes.
So that's just a bit, and we'll talk more about these things, and I want to let the listeners understand. I'm trying to keep it, but for me to see this, that if you're wondering now why I was really interested, I pride myself on ferreting out and exposing government corruption or abuse of authority. We can't afford it. Once the government run awry, then we're screwed. That's just the bottom line. And if RICO, if in fact, and I'm going to base, this is what she wrote, that she went to a government agency who has regulated industries, authority to regulate them, they know they have to respect your civil rights and your constitutional rights. I don't care who they are. But to hand the ball off to Robin, if this is factual, then there's something terribly wrong with this. So just as a selling point to let you know, why am I interested? I'm not taking sides, but I'm frightened when I see things like this, and it's an overt act. She's writing about it. Usually people don't do that. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're nervous, but I'm nervous for you because this is a sad commentary. This is a sad moment in our times locally here when our government behave in this fashion. And I'm only making that statement if, in fact, this letter, the content of Robin's letter, is factual. So, in addition, we are alarmed to learn that you have been awarded a contract in the amount of $150,000 from the state for housing counseling services, wherein your firm is not certified by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development as a certified housing counseling agency. There are many reasons that HUD prohibits the use of this grant funds to hire uncertified for-profit firms, one of which is to inability to assure any standards of handling sensitive client information. Files in a home office or a garage, no standards for security. In fact, HUD will not allow federal funds to be paid to any individual to deliver these types of services unless the individual is an employee of a certified housing counseling agency service provider. Individuals may not be subcontracted. Well, what do you have any input on that one?
Well, first of all, when the Department of Hawaiian Homelands put out their request for proposals, nowhere did it state that you needed to be a HUD-certified counseling agency.
Mm-hmm.
I responded to what the RFP was, and I met the qualifications and submitted my proposal to them.
Mm-hmm. And so... there is a letter, by the way, that you steered me to, written by Daryl Young of the Hawaiian Homelands, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and he indicates that a third party, I guess making reference to Robin's inquiry, informing her that there were no improprieties or anything wrong and it was done properly. Is that correct?
Do you
have that letter in handy at all? In hand? I found it interesting. I was trying to think, well, where is she getting all of this information? Who has assigned the degree of illegalities or unethical aspects of it when the agency that issued the contract and awarded the contract looked at your records in total, right? In total?
Yes.
And they made reference that you had already had experience and basically made reference that as an expert. I'm not defending you, but again, I'm quite curious as to how did we get to this point. And Shasha, I did in fact call Kamaki Kanahele, I guess he would be the chairman of it. And I haven't gotten a response yet, but we'll keep following this. But another is, she goes on, is the crackdown of loan rescue scams and fraud perpetrated on citizens in Hawaii and nationally for profit firms. The scams became so severe in Hawaii that the state legislature made, quote, loan rescue scams, end quote, a Class C felony offense in our state. So I that one also caught my attention. So you weren't accused of any scams, were you?
No.
Were you being investigated? Well, did you know of for
no.
any scams? So
no.
I read that and I thought, now why would one insert such comments or inference So how would you describe that part of the letter?
I have no idea.
Leaving you breathless. I know. I would hate if someone wrote a letter like this to me with insinuating the inference that the space shuttle blew up, you know, and so therefore we should be careful that you're around anything that's explosive. I have nothing to do with the space shuttle. In this case, she inserted this, so the reader's reading this, it creates a climate that it associates Helen Y's name with corruption, in a sense, in the way I would have suspected something's going on here, some intent. So regardless of whether your contract is funded with federal resources, it is quite concerning. Not illegal, concerning, she says. So, folks, if this organization see anything you're doing in your life, apparently they are the fourth or the fifth part of government now that when they look at you and your activities, and then they're concerned with what they see, you might get a nasty letter. So I feel for you, Helen, because this is your native Hawaiian, and I've known you for a while, and I know that you are, most people should be proud of you. And I don't know, I'm not defending you. I'll send that, let everyone know that. But for you to have worked the way you have and put this together and persevered, and again, you know, something's wrong here. If this organization can lend itself to this kind of behavior, then it's like preying on your own. So what's the motivation? What's the background? I mean, you're supposed to be uplifting. If you were doing something wrong, then for the sake and the cohesiveness of the community, the Native Hawaiian community, you would think they would approach you, right? And rather than writing the regulated industries, be Akamai and be kind. And what about the soft approach to this, right? Why not that?
I don't know why I just got the letter.
Yeah, you got that. So here, HUD is very transparent in posting certified housing counseling. So what? Again, it's inferring that you've done something wrong, or that could be the takeaway. I don't know what they intended to do. We look forward to your written reply and resolution at a minimum to the apparent conflict of interest as a licensed realtor. We ask that you provide a response within 14 days from the date of this letter. And I want to fill in the blanks so that we can go back to the regulated industries who, if in fact it's true as you indicate, illegally used Shasha as an agent to spy and gather information on free citizen. We look forward to your written reply. And if we do not hear from you, we will seek assistance from RICO office to investigate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if this is true with her opening statement, Robin's statement, then RICO is part of the bully force if it lends itself to this kind of behavior. RICO owe you, in my opinion, an apology, and Helen, and some clarity as to defining their relationship. I don't know. If we do not hear from you, she says, and again, please contact me at the above address via phone. So, and we're going to talk about your letter that your legal counsel, your lawyer, wrote, and they were very specific, were they not?
Yes.
So, do you have that letter? And if you could, just because remember now, she said that she wanted you to deactivate your license with the DCCA. So.
Yes.
Here's what it is, McCorson Miller Mukai McKinnon. This firm represents Helen Y. This responds to the Sovereign Council of Hawaiian Homelands Assembly letter dated October 2013 and signed by you, which contains numerous inaccuracies and misstatements. This is Helen Y's attorney writing back to Robin Danner and Sasha. Shaha.
Shah.
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 Yeah, and so first the letter is incorrectly asserts that, that Miss Y has an active real estate license. In fact, Y's real estate license is inactive and had been for weeks before you sent the letter. Had Shah checked the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs records, it would have been aware of this easily verifiable fact. The letter demonstrates Shah's complete disregard for the truth and apparent willingness to spread demonstrably false information. Now, I sent this letter to Robin, and because it is addressed to Robin, and I asked her if she had any comments, and I'd like to see, and I asked her to come on the show, and she was off to D.C., and I guess I'm going to respect that to be the facts, but then she sent me another email saying she would send me the response, and then later told me, as I indicated earlier, she would email it to me when she get to D.C. or whatever, and then send me another one and said, well, get it from Helen. So the second one, and we're going to close down this hour and be back, if you would hold on or call back in another 5 minutes, mm-hmm. Helen. So, yeah. But real quickly, second and relatedly, there is no quick conflict of interest, quote, that requires resolution. In the less than 1.5 years that Y's license was active, Y worked on behalf of only one buyer. No sale was consummated, and Y did not make any profit. No conflict of interest exists, and Y vehemently disputes any allegations to the contrary. For example, once the department... Anyway, this is the thing. And third, the letter states, we are alarmed to learn that Y has been awarded a contract in the amount from the State for Housing Counseling, wherein your firm is not certified by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development as a certified housing counseling agency, end quote. The letter falsely implies that Y is somehow not qualified, but nowhere in the notice does it require the service provider be HUD certified. Anyway, we'll pick it up in the next about 5 minutes, and we'll take a break here. You want to hold on or you want to call back?
I'll call back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, what a day, oh. Ooh, what a day, oh. Say, what a day, what a day, oh. Yeah. I'm tired of the hunger I see on people's faces. Tired of the animosity between the races. Tired of corruption in high and low places. And bricks with money but no social graces. Tired of being judged for the style in my hair. And the music that I listen and the clothes that I wear. I'm tired of life and death being sold as a pair. And politicians who keep saying they care. But maybe hoping for a change is a dream. Maybe life ain't as bad as it seems. But if dreaming is the best I can do, then I'll be dreaming my whole life through. Oh, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 what a day when men finally live what they teach, and love ain't just a concept we preach, and blood no longer runs in the streets. Whoa, 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 what a day. Tired of leaving church feeling like I just been robbed. 2 hours of rambling, not much mention of God. The richest man's the only one who does not have a job. A bunch of righteous freaks extorting words than a mob, y'all. Tired of baby mama, tired of baby daddy. Chilling in the spot where the parents should be. Teenage mother saying, leave my business alone. In 20 years, a kid could be robbing my home. But I got a vision of a whole other plan. For the spiritual can flourish again. I'm just waiting for the fire to rain. Burn down everything and start clean. What a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 what a day when men finally live what they teach. And love ain't just a concept we preach. And blood no longer runs in the streets. And whoa, 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 what a day, oh. Ooh, what a day, oh, what a day, oh, what a day, what a day, what a day, ooh, oh, maybe hoping for a change is a dream, maybe life ain't as bad as it seems, but if dreaming is the best I can do, then I'll be dreaming my whole life through. Oh, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And
this is KWAI Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
My man's gone now. Ain't no use of listening. For his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Company, whispering beside me when I say my prayers, when I say my prayers. That I mind working, working means travelers, journeying together to the promised land. But oh, since
I lose my man.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the second half of the Carol Cox Show. I appreciate you joining me. 524-1080 is the number. I have Helen Y. With me online. And Helen Y. is, and you're there, right, Helen?
Yes.
Helen Y. and Helen and Y. LLC. We're talking about a matter that has developed where a member of the Sovereign Councils of the Hawaiian Homelands Assembly, a Shaha, has sent a letter and accusing or claiming things that Helen's attorney has responded, and we're discussing, left off, we're discussing the attorney's letter too. But Helen, thanks for joining again.
Yeah.
So this letter was written on, I want folks to know that this letter was written on November 4th by your attorney, and it was sent to Robin Danner, and so what was said is continuing on. Y is an experienced and committed service provider with an excellent track record. DHHL properly awarded Y the contract because she satisfied all requirements of the notice, and I think that's important. If Danner or Shaha was interested in correcting a wrong or some in an unethical practice or whatever, then they should have addressed it with Hawaiian Homeland, because ultimately, no matter what Helen would have said or provided, which I would say that shame on you, Helen, if you gave them anything. But you understand.
Yes.
Just telling it like it is. When I get letters like this, it's for me, it's a declaration of war. And I don't believe anybody's going to be left standing. Not those that generate a letter like this. You accuse me of something. It's for me personally. I'm not saying Shaha shouldn't inquire, as you know, but there's a limit in the strength of the letters and serving as an agent. If this is correct, like she Robin indicated in her letter that she consulted with RICO. In other words, let me just lay it out, and I know some of you say, well, that's completely different, apples and orange. But here in the United States, or these United States, and though we're talking about sovereign nation and sovereign people and the native people, the law of the land, too, is the American law, the Western law, and the courts dictate, and the Constitution of these United States prevail. So, if a government agency were to be interested in someone selling drugs and they tell their neighbor, why don't you go over and ask them for some drugs and take a recorder and record them, take video and film the inside of their house and all, and we'll use that to prosecute them. That would be a serious breach of the one's constitutional rights. So for an agency, no matter what they're doing, if they're overseeing the dining rooms at the high schools, the constitutional rights are the order of the day for anyone. So this, just starting on that, causes me great grave concerns. So any suggestion that Y services are not legitimate is without merit and belied by the complete record. Based on the ongoing or foregoing, demand is hereby made that Shaha and anyone on behalf of its behalf immediately
This is the attorney, Helen's attorney. And so, Helen, you have the letter. Why don't you read? My mouth is dry from just that. I got too many thoughts going on here. But start with the
number statement. One, mm-hmm. Cease and desist any and all communication and or publication of the false statements as set forth and objected to herein. Number two, by written list to us, identify all individuals and entities to whom Shaw or anyone on its behalf communicated and or publicized the false statements and provide us with a copy of such communications or publication. And number three, contact all recipients of such communication and or publication and retract the false statements in writing and provide us written verification to us. Please provide us with this written confirmation no later than the closed business on November 8, 2013, that Shaw has done the above. If Shaw does not promptly comply or if it fails to satisfactorily respond as directed herein, you leave us no alternative but to take all available legal action under Hawaii law.
Uh-huh. And so did Robin do that? Did you get any response from them or through your attorney?
I spoke with my attorneys on Friday, November 8th, between mm-hmm. 4 and 4:30, and at that time they did not receive anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, an interesting thing here, Robin indicated that she had responded to you in writing to that letter, but there then was another letter written by Danner, and this time, I don't have the exact date, and I just made a copy of the actual portion of the thing, the letter, but she wrote another one and emailed you that letter, and basically it was regarding the Homestead Working Group, CFPB takes action against Castle and Cook for steering consumers into costlier mortgages.
Well, and I want to clearly state that it was an email that was sent to this working group. She did not directly send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else had forwarded that email to me.
Okay.
So it wasn't, but within that email,
she sent the email to the working group, and someone in the working group sent you this email, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so this is the contents of this letter. This is after Helen's attorney had written Shaw and Robin to say, back off. You're making false statements. It's basically bordering slanderous or a defamation of whatever the legal terms would be. But it goes, I'm taking quotes directly. I'm reading, well, Homestead friends, here's an example of the kind of abuse being put up on Hawaiian homeowners. You'll see that this mortgage LLC operated in Hawaii, ripping off Hawaii borrowers. Now, I don't know if she's talking about the Castle and Cook incident. The ignorance and abuse in home loans is a national concern, but also here in Hawaii, besides shocking results of the DHHL loan funds audit, again, in just this year, DHHL approved a contract for $150,000 to a single individual to provide foreclosure prevention to Homestead families with delinquent loans. This individual appears to have a realtor's license, is a for-profit consulting firm, and operates an office out of a home. Just on its face, it's ridiculous and highly suspect. Why would DHHL subject our families to go to someone's house to get services or a coffee shop and just one person? Now, is that you? Is she referring to you?
I believe so. I have an office in my home.
Okay.
A one-person, yes.
Okay, and is there any other $150,000 contract from DHHL to provide these services?
Not that I'm aware of.
Folks, now, I'm not picking a fight, but I'm just going to tell you the way it is. First of all, either you got big balls, or you don't see the freight train coming down the track, Robin, or whoever, Shaha. that when you make statements and a person gets a representative, legal representative, who writes you and give you the facts, and then just a day or so later, you're back at it, but you just take the name out of the topic. You don't name the individual, but the same, quote, elements or conflicts that you spoke about openly and refer to Helen, you then go further and disseminate this information. Have you had any impact, negative impact that's quantifiable in the recent past, any contracts canceled, any business deals canceled because of this action?
Yes.
You have. What are they?
I had it. I was hired by UH West Oahu to do some work in the community, and they were given a copy of this letter.
Now, this is University of West Oahu, right?
Yeah, correct. UH West Oahu.
This isn't kindergarten or some... This is a certified accredited school?
Correct. I was hired to go out into community to provide housing readiness workshops, which I've been doing. This is on my third year, and I...
And what happened? What was the impact I had inquired about, noticeable that you have experienced the negative impacts from this letter?
I was asked to stop work. I lost.
No, wait. When you say you were asked, that's okay. I ask you to step aside, but that doesn't mean that did you actually lose a job?
Yes.
Okay.
My services are no longer needed.
Okay, because you were late for a spilled coffee on the dean's desk, or that they had received this letter? What specific reasons did they give you?
Because they had received a copy of the letter that was written on behalf of Shaw by Robin Danner.
So this has caused you, and meantime, this is, quote, an inquiry, right, on the part of Shaw. So you're being impacted in... negatively impacted, I should say, while she's doing her inquiry and after in receipt of a letter from your attorney to say cease and desist and point out the fallacies or the false statements as your attorney referenced, and then she writes a letter again but removes the name but makes strong inference in suggesting that it's... I don't know. I'm...
You know, Carol, ultimately, I just want to serve the beneficiaries and provide the work.
Yeah.
I've been contracted to do this kind of work back in 2000 to 2011. This is not new work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this before. And this is a new contract in a new year, but I have done this kind of work before.
Right. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, the funny part about this is that in her letter, original letter to you, she says, to resolve this conflict, we would appreciate that you deactivate your realtor's license and with the DCCA immediately. But in this letter, after the attorney had written her, this is what this letter that I've received a copy of. This individual appears to have a realtor's license. But earlier in the October 21st, 2013 letter, ladies and gentlemen, Robin Danner and Shaha tells Helen to get rid or deactivate her license. But in this later letter, after receiving the attorney's letter, threatening and take actions or what have you, or setting the record straight, she writes another letter going, this individual appears to have a realtor's license, is a for-profit consulting firm, and operates an office out of a home. Now, I just have one little thing to share with you. I traveled to Kauai about 2 weeks ago, somewhere around there, and I received information that there's an activity out there on the beach, and it's questionable. It's called the Kubu Camp. And what was pointed out to me, I don't know, it didn't have, but there was Robin Danner's office is supposedly in a yurt. And this is a wooden-sided screen canvas type housing. You see the Mongols or the streets, the steps of Mongolia, you would see the people living in these. security. And I found it humorous. If anybody knows anything about American business, they would come to terms with this one undocumented fact. But many of America's business deals are solved and resolved on the golf course, at the bar, at dinner. So all of those people, Helen, welcome to the party. You're just a thug like the rest of the world because you went to a coffee shop and met with someone. And you, how dare you have an office at your home? Then that means I'm guilty and everybody else that I know that have a home office, and that as long as they comply with the city and county zoning laws and security aspect, if you got a lock safe. Do you have a lock safe at your home?
Yes, I actually have it.
Yeah. Now, in this process, do they, getting this contract, did they demand that you have beast in a high rise with a vault and all of that? I lost you. But anyway, this is, as Shah, and I'm sorry, folks, this, you know, I'm going to bite into this one because there's something's wrong completely.
Cut off.
Did we lose you?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay, well.
So I did not hear the last question.
I don't remember what I asked you because I was sitting here trying to figure out, where did she go? Did the Shah come and get her? Hauling
it
you off?
It just got cut off.
No, you got a, you have a secure safe. And was that a requirement? Did they make that a condition of you getting the contract?
They did not make it a condition. I chose to because I have personal files.
Mm-hmm.
I have a secured file cabinet
mm-hmm.
to keep those files secured so no one has access to people's yeah. personal information.
Yeah. Why would DHHL subject our families to go to someone's house to get services or a coffee shop? Well, imagine every morning you go down to Starbucks. Are you there? It's clicking.
Yes,
and so
yes I'm here.
I don't know what it is. It's clicking. You got? Are you on speakerphone or something?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, as Shah Policy Chair, I will be investigating this contract award and inquiring with the local RICO office to investigate the clear and obvious conflict of interest. This is after your attorney had ridden her. And also, she's going to investigate, not research on behalf of RICO, not spy on behalf of RICO, but investigate. So I would say this is a lesson to all of you out there. Shah, if you're behaving in this fashion and lending yourself as agents of the government to spy on, to collect data, and then to defame or interfere, what about due process? You said you lost a job at West Oahu Colleges because of this letter, correct?
Yes.
And it was stated, about, it wasn't you assuming. They didn't say, well, you just get out of here. They gave you an explanation. And that explanation was what?
It was due to the letter that they received.
Huh? Which letter? I mean, receive a love letter. Which letter? I mean,
the letter that Robin had written.
Okay. So, because people out there in the listening audience, they will ask these questions, so we don't want to leave them having to put the pieces together. We just wanted them to be able to conclude that something's wrong here at a minimum. So I just, the RICO office, she's already indicated that she, in her first letter, she went to RICO and they recommended, right?
Yes.
And then in this letter, she's saying they're going to go there and I give up. It's investigating this kind of, and inquiring with the local RICO office to investigate the clear and obvious. How about that? So follow this, ladies and gentlemen. She gets this letter, and it's demanding that she give everything. Robin, don't tell that she's been there, talked to RICO already, so she's serving as an agent, or she has the knowledge that she's going to take this information that Helen gives her, and going to then refer it to RICO as she, and then it's confirmed. We don't have to assume anything. It says here it's that being paid, she says, let me find my spot here, as Shaha, investigating this contract award and are inquiring at the local RICO office to investigate the clear and obvious conflict of interest of holding realtor's license while being paid to counsel families facing. So she's, by not naming you, she's still, it's all consistent with the content of the earlier October 21st letter.
Yes.
Let's talk about, go back track here a bit. How did this first, in your mind, how did the Shaha even become familiar with your, this situation? Can you walk me through that?
I have no idea how they came about this. I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
But you mentioned there was an individual at a meeting or something earlier that you suspect that raised the issue. Was that Barbie? Can you explain that situation? What your?
Oh, there was a meeting that was done.
What kind of meeting? Here's the deal. Give some details so I don't. For me, I don't like to speak generically. We got people out there sitting there listening, and they're like, "Wow, get on it, man!" So let's get on.
Okay. So this is what I was informed of by the gentleman that I report to at UH West Oahu was that there was a meeting held between their staff and the organization that's doing the project out in Nanakuli called Hale Makana o Nanakuli, that housing project.
Okay.
And part of that project has a resource center that UH West Oahu is involved in. And for the past few years, I've been teaching classes out on the Waianae Coast to families in regards to housing readiness and those things. And it was asked of him who is doing their financial literacy piece, and it was stated that Helen is doing it. Mm-hmm. Helen Y has been doing the financial literacy piece within the community. And after that meeting, about a week later or so, the UH West Oahu receives a copy of that letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's informed to inform me to immediately stop what I'm doing, stop the work that I'm doing.
Ouch. So then there we have some introduction to this. But so this letter, the second letter, she goes on to say, no one in the country awards contracts like this to realtors or even to for-profit firms to help families in distress. All higher profit, non-profit firms dedicated to this area of expertise. It's like kindergarten, common sense, but DHHL continues to plague our people with poor judgment, rewarding friends with our money. What's worse is the largest and most active and effective nonprofit HUD certified housing counseling agency in the state are beneficiary organizations. Yet DHHL ignores them, won't use them. And then just this week, we find out that DHHL is using our trust funds to train credit unions to deliver foreclosure prevention services, which none of them do now. So, or is she referring to you as the largest, or her organization as the largest and most active, effective nonprofit HUD certified? Or who's that organization she's referring to?
I believe she's referring to Hawaiian Community Assets.
Okay. Now, Hawaiian Community Assets, just, you know, the Carol Cox Show, just we like to throw stones and turn over stones. And just in that vein, here, speaking of hiring friends and giving monies and all, and again, this is not to impugn the integrity of anyone, but this is just sharing with you records and facts. That's the joy of being able to go back. So now you know that Robin Danner was the head of, and you correct me, Hawaiian Community Assets, not Community Assets, but she was, what's the... that a Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, correct?
Yes.
So, at the time, now this is not to say that Michelle Kauhani did anything wrong, but Michelle Kauhani was a deputy chairman of the Department of Hawaiian Homelands. And I see here that, and I pull up her financial disclosures, and for the year of 2012, it's just checking now, not throwing stones, just turning over stones. The Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement gave her a loan. And as we saw in 2 years or less, she only paid, the loan was $12,725. She paid $225, I guess, back toward the loan at the time of this filing. So, as you know, she was also, so why would a Hawaiian Homes director, a deputy director, receive a loan from an organization that tend to a nonprofit? And then she was also, she has now become the executive officer for that organization. Robin Danner apparently stepped down. So I'm just saying, folks, that when someone throws stones, and they say sticks and stones may break your bones, but what the hell will a boulder do? And this is a boulder. This is, it defies common sense, common logic. It's one of the most painful things watching, because there's a lot of, you know, when you, what do you do, Helen, other than run and get a lawyer? And that's a process only you and your lawyer would know. This is occurring, right, while the machine is grinding ahead of you, and you go to the next place to get a job. Are you worried?
Absolutely. I've already been impacted by the result of the letter.
Again, please, the takeaway I want you to go with this one, folks, is that I'm not defending Helen. I don't know. I'm reading her attorney's letter. That's good enough for me as for these elements here to concern with. If there's something different, it'll, as we've shared with Helen and we've both agreed, if there's something different, it'll all shake out in the wash and we'll be talking about it. But right now, it scares the bejesus out of me that a government agency would fraternize and even allow. RICO should immediately send a letter to Robin and Shaha and disassociate themselves and clearly state. And anything moving forward is just for all for naught, because, you know, where's your due process? You're getting raked over the coals, and what did you apply for a job at Zippy's or Denny's lately? How good are you at washing dishes? Because at this pace, I think this is what they intended you to do. Do you know how to do windows?
I know how to do windows.
Okay, well, good. That's some reprieve, because, man, the way this letter is written and the strategy of sending it out, it's like, wow, and even being warned, stop it. You're hurting my client. Stop it. You're making false statements. And she writes this letter and just kaboom. And it's like, wow. And then she's on her way off to Washington, D.C., and I don't know. She says that is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And then yet DHAL ignores them, won't use them, and retains them. I'm just trying to get. Why does DHHL go everywhere except Native Hawaiian organizations? Don't answer that. It's too ugly to know. Wow. So. What else, Helen? Where do we go from here? Earlier I had asked you to give me some links between, just give an example of who's related to who in these organizations, if you could, please.
So the links between, hold on.
That's why I let you do it, because I've gotten drunk from this. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole process, there's people on this board and that board and this board and that board, and you know, it's like weaving a web, and you're trying, it's, barring an environmental term, behaviors, when plants drop their leaves and drop their seeds and drop their oils and what have you, they create something, a defense mechanism, that they make the soil only conducive to their own species to grow. and crowd out or it's toxic soils to any other species of plant. Well, this is what this appear to be, what's developing here. You get organizations and they work with one another. They hold hands. They create a circle of friends and they start to hire one another, and bingo, what you have is confusion, and you end up with attacks such as these. And I think this letter, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to call it what it is. If you wrote a letter like that to me, you'd better find a big bank, because I would be suing the living daylights out of you. But anyway, go ahead. Let's just talk about some of these organizations.
So on the Hawaiian Community Assets Board, mm-hmm. there are members on their board that also sits on the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement Board. There are a couple of similar people. One of them is Sol Kaho'ohalahala.
Mm-hmm.
He also sits on CNH's board. The other common person would be Kehaulani.
Mm-hmm.
Filimo Atu, she sits on both boards. Lilia Kapuniai is an HCA board member, but she was working for Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, and I believe in October she no longer works there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not saying that's wrong or illegal, but
no.
Just when I asked you to do that so that I could say to those people, hey, if it's about your culture and it's about Ho'oponopono and it's about being righteous, then you need to go back and find the center line. Because if one of you behave in this fashion under the banner of any of these organizations and you're interrelated, you have an obligation if, in fact, it's culturally driven. But if it's, you know, if you've learned, like many people, to follow the buck and want power, let me tell you, I'm not Native Hawaiian. I'm not a beneficiary. But what I can say, there are many issues that this ink that was used to write these letters could have been written on behalf of the beneficiaries to take one of the houses that are not boarded up, or to address the issue that the Hawaiian homes owners who live there, the beneficiaries, pay a tax of $3,000 a month, a year, to the state. You got noise in the background, Helena. It's coming over the... the state... Well, I'm sorry, the city collects taxes, or the state collects taxes. But if you have a water problem, a water pipe problem, it breaks, you know? And so that being the case, Hawaiian homelands, the people can't get service. They have to pay from the street back to the house. If you want to do something, Council of Native Hawaiians, do something like that. If I would expect, based on the talk and the meetings and the whole Ho'oponopono expressions, I would think that some of you, if not all of you, should gather and say, this is, at a minimum, should be called to action if you believe that there's an illegal action or an unethical action on the part of Helen Y or improper or someone in government. Then file your formal complaint. That will afford Helen Y due process. But you're prosecuting her. She's losing jobs because you're writing letters. You're getting the desired effect. She might as well pack up and, as I say, I was joking, to go get window washing skills, but this is what you're doing. And you're not doing it to the poor boy from Mississippi or the guy from South Carolina. You're doing it to one of your own who grow up and struggle to get. And Helen, just share a little bit. I was at Kona and heard your story there, and I got to tell you, I'm not going to admit that I cried, but I'm going to tell you, I was teary-eyed listening to your story. Can you just share just a little bit, if you would?
Okay. So, first of all, I grew up in Nanakuli.
Mm-hmm.
Still reside out in Nanakuli. And money was never really a subject that was openly discussed, whether it was at home or at school. And as I became an adult, I really did not know how to manage my money and spent it really foolishly. And when it was time for my husband and I to go and get our place of our own, we weren't able to do that because we just didn't know how to manage our money very well. And we're living at home with my parents, and we had about 17 of us in a home at one time in just a three-bedroom home. But because of the not being able to manage my money and try to get a home, when we were denied, I realized that I needed to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, our situation was really bad, real bad. But you didn't think we were broke, but we were broke. It just wasn't obvious because we didn't appear that way. And it was through the struggle of being told we would never own a home that I actually started to look at what we needed to do to better manage our money, and borrowed books from the library to educate ourselves on doing that. And then we were able to pay off our debts, moved out of my parents' home and rented, and then eventually bought a home on Hawaiian Homestead in Namakui. But this is something when you talk about money, and for me, that's what's the most important thing is, with the work that I do, being a Native Hawaiian and a beneficiary myself, a third-generation homestead lessee, I can relate to the struggles that many of our families go through, and that's something that I bring when I service the families. I'm not there in no way to make anybody feel inadequate or you should have known better, because many of us don't. I'm there to just help them strategize as to what's the best way to manage their money better so that they can continue to stay in their home. So it was through my own personal struggle that I eventually created my own business and was able to do consulting work, which I've been doing for the past 12 years, not just here on the state level, but also on a national level. I've been able to work with the Alaska Natives in Anchorage. I've been able to work with the Native Americans in Michigan. I've taught on a national level. So I'm more than qualified to do this kind of work. I've had enough experience. I've worked long enough in community and have built up a reputation and quality of work that when someone sends a letter out like that, that states those things, things happen, and it already happened.
Yeah.
It damages my reputation, my credibility, all those kind of things.
Yeah, it's an embarrassing, looking at this, you know. For example, I'm going to digress a little bit back to a certain point. This is an email I got from Robin earlier this morning or last night, whatever. By the way, I'm sorry, aloha, I am on my way to Washington, D.C., and will not be able to participate. I'd prefer that your show not discuss this matter regarding Miss Y until I have completed my inquiry and engaged with the RICO office. Now, it's one thing to carry on and smell your own vinegar and, you know, think you're all that and then some, but it's another when you do these things, Robin, Shaha, when you do these things and behave in this fashion, you get your desired effects. But when someone asks you for clarity or provide more proof or whatever, an explanation, you say you're too busy, and then you promise to do this. I'd be happy to be on your show to discuss the subject matter once I have completed my inquiry. Mahalo for your understanding. I'm going to let you listeners figure that one out, and you tell me if you have an opinion. What is that? Is that one anointed? I don't know. But by the way, this is what she says to a kupuna who I had communicated with and invited on the show and what have you. But she had some exchange with this kupuna. By the way, she states, you may want to look up the traditional meaning of kupuna since you are claiming the title. Just a suggestion. So I don't know what the takeaway with that, but it again, I'm just reading you some of the exchanges that I want to show you, demonstrate to you the, to what length I went to try and get her to appear and give her equal time. And it, this discussion isn't about her. There is much more that I will be talking about later, and we will invite her on, not just about this subject, and others out there in Kauai and Big Island, the island of Hawaii. So, well, this is a statement she writes to me regarding the invitation. Well, it seems that you received this from Helen Y. herself. Fascinating. Her attorney probably won't be so happy to know that she's spilling the beans on herself. Ask Helen to send you my response to her attorney. As I said, I think you'll like it. Mahalo, Carol, for talk to you when back from D.C. I just landed in Phoenix. So, now, you know, she promises to send it to me, and I didn't get it. And then she decided to tell me I should ask Helen for it, and I don't know. I'm sorry. This isn't. She's not here, so we're not going to go into detail of discussing her. But what I can say is the organization. There's a lot of things, and what grabs me and really annoys me about this situation is that you've heard on this show so often the many disparate situations where Hawaiians are getting screwed. I mean screwed. You can't process it. The governor appoints inexperienced people to run it, and it's been cyclical. It's habitually the government is screwing the native people. I've told you I equate it's worse in the Bureau of Land Indian Affairs, and here's how it works. Shaha and all the others. It's funny that you would allow one of you to train their sights on an individual who, I don't know what, if she did something wrong, you went at it wrong, in my opinion, of trying to address it. But there's a company called Pasha who has land, and it leases land or through revocable permit, and then subleases it in contradiction to the laws of the Hawaiian homelands. And in turn, you do nothing. You want to talk about ripoff. The beneficiaries would benefit from the revenues taken from the rental. But instead, it's not happening. So on this one, I would say, those of you in Shaha, this is an aha moment. You're wrong. I'm sorry. And if you want to take issue, you're welcome to come on board of the show. I will invite you. This is the invitation now. If you don't like what I've said, then throw up or shut up, because this is wrong. You don't become an agent for a government entity and go prey on one of your own and corner them and bully them into spitting out the documents. Give us the documents so we can go back and turn your ass in. That's just wrong. If that's Hawaiian, then I think your canoe drifted to the wrong island, because that's not what I know about the Hawaiian culture. You don't eat your own. You don't prey on your own with this type of strategies. If there's wrong, you address it. But you don't flex, and then when you're asked to come on a show or give a... You could have called. You could have sent an email through all this other texting and stuff. You could have sent that. So I'm going to follow this one. It's not my fight. It's just something... It's not my fight. It's just me attempting to rid this community of this blight, the abuse, people getting together in the sake of doing good and then doing one another in. I'm not the savior. Now, I don't want anybody to tell me I should be wearing a robe. I don't need any of that. But I know right from wrong. This is wrong. So, Helen, you have any comments before we go?
Again, for me, is I just want to serve the beneficiaries in the best way to help them manage their money so they have the ability to remain in their home on homestead. And I just want to do the work. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do, is I just want to do the work.
Yeah. Well, keep doing it, and I think you'll bounce back. And anytime you want to come on, and if Robin accepts the invitation, Would ask you to come back, or you can call in or whatever, and keep me posted on this, because I'm as I've said earlier, I'm annoyed by this for many reasons. But to ensure everybody, we don't need nonprofits running around acting as agents for government to prey on and interfere with Native people. It's just wrong. So go over there and take on the big guys. Take on the companies that are really having to pay back billions in fraud, foreclosures, and what have you. And by the way, you know, there was one remark that, how does Helen Y. get all this information about the foreclosures and the properties? How do you get that, Helen? They suggested it was some bad about it.
I'm assigned the cases directly from the department.
Mm-hmm.
So they assign me the cases or the beneficiaries that I work with.
Mm-hmm. And I say that with purpose. Jeff Gilbreth is, the last time I checked, he was once, or he still is, serving as a, and this, he's with what organization again?
He's the executive director for Hawaiian Community Assets.
And they competed for this grant that Robin is talking about, correct, and lost.
Correct, and he also sits on the board for Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
Right, and he also sits, if it's the same gentleman, sits on the
task force
for foreclosure. So imagine, where would they get all that information from, people that are losing their houses to foreclosure? Ha ha. You see, that's, I think I'll buy some mirrors and distribute to those that are in the Hawaiian community, that's the, quote, do-gooders. And I think I will give them a mirror for each of them. And so just take a look at yourself. Look inward. Because if you behave in this fashion, then the poison pen, it's bad. So anyway, Helen, thank you, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Keep your head up.
Thank you.
Watch your back.
Sure will.
Get a bulletproof vest.
Okay.
All right. Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha. Anyway, folks, it's there's much more to it, and again, tell your friends or your enemies that you can now access the Carol Cox Show live at carolcox.com. Just go there and hit live on air, and whether you're in Kona or Italy or Wisconsin or Milwaukee or wherever, you can listen to the Carol Cox Show live, and you can call in 524-1080 anytime that we're live on air here at KWAI. So anyway, guess what? What's really cool is that the equality and marriage is right around the corner, folks. And you know the joy of that? Some say same sex. I say justice. And imagine living a life. I don't think many of you would understand this, but I'll try and convey it, paint a picture for you. But imagine being a portion of a free nation, a population of a free nation, and you have to walk through life hoping that the other people in that country, in your country, in that free nation, will afford you the rights that they enjoy. Imagine that. There is a large percentage of the American population, free people, that are still really not free because they got to wait on you and me to mind our own beeswax, to let them do what they want to as we do what we want to. Imagine having to turn to a population of people and ask if we could do things that are afforded to all other people. So that's what it's about, and I'm happy that it's in my times that we're coming to our senses, because freedom denied to anyone, especially in a make-believe system. What is democracy? Well, it's something that evolves. What is civil rights? It's something that evolves. Certain things we don't do now that we used to do, you see. We don't tell the jokes, so we're evolving. That's what democracy is to me.
when we evolve and advance to afford everybody freedom. I know some of you are hung up on the fact that the Lord told you that. God told me this. And I was astounded, kid you, I'm not kidding you, to see that all of those people motivated by, quote, God down at the state capitol to protest, the only thing that could come out of their mouth is, let the people vote, let the people vote. And I'm thinking to myself, that doesn't sound very godly to me. So I'm excited, and I hope that all of you embrace and understand it's none of your business, and we all should be ashamed that we would hold a population of free people hostage and play with their lives to tell them that they can't marry, they can't enjoy the benefits of marriage, they can't be protected, they can't see their loved ones, they can't do all those things that you do and take for granted. I'm not going to rehash anything, but just take a look inward and see where we are. When we, free people, advancing our cause around the world and look over our shoulders right behind us, and we're telling people that, no, you can't enjoy the rights that we enjoy, but we're off to Afghanistan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. We're going to go kick some butt, because democracy is what we seek. Caller, good morning. You have a comment or question, real quick.
Yes, Carol.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I wish that very intelligent people like you, very eloquent, very well-informed people, would be as eloquent and as passionate about the rights of us Hawaiians to be free.
Right.
To be free of your country's clutches.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you missed the boat or missed many of my shows. If there's a concern where I stand, I'm with you. But
you are?
What do you mean? Am I?
Not at all. I ask in all sincerity. I don't.
You can't ask in sincerity like that and just from the hip. What do you mean? If you've I'm not going to defend myself and sit here and qualify myself to you. But
well, for example, the government that you now applaud.
Right.
Remember, it's an unlawful government to begin with.
Well, I'm going to invite you on the show, and if you got time to, you're one of those drive-by conversationalists. Let's take some time and designate.
Yeah, I'll drive by 2 miles an hour if you want to.
No. And come in, and we'll sit down and talk and give some healthy considerations to these comments. But to just call up and to.
Well, if we had more time, I would stay on.
Well, you should have called earlier, brother. And this.
Well, you had a different topic.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your kindness, but anyway, let's do that. Let's
really?
Flesh it out. Hey, I'm inviting you. Just give me a call and let's do it. We can talk about my country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty, but also how fragile it is and how we have contradicted ourselves. You've heard me say these things. So if you take issue, wait, stop.
I don't get to hear you show all that often.
Stop. That's not a problem. It's always on the internet. Here's what I'll say to you. If you take issues with me about getting freedom and what have you, then you might want to go back and read the basic elementary book of Who to Trust, okay? That's about all I have to say. But the invitation is for you. Welcome to come in. No one told you don't listen to the show. Go to carolcox.com, and you're more than welcome to listen, okay? And I got to get out of here. My time's dead, all right?
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. Call it real quick. You have one comment.
Yeah, one comment. I have to agree with you. I feel male homosexuals have every right to use another man's okoli for sex.
All righty. And thank you, my friend. All righty. Okay, we'll see you next week, and take care.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.